At the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Beis. The Mishnah before, the previous Mishnah, was dealing with Dinei Chatos and Dinei Ola. This Mishnah is dealing with other Karbanos that belong to the category called Kodshei Kodshim. And amongst them, we're going to find the Osham and Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Eluhain, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, are the Shnei Kvasim that are brought on Chag HaTzeres, besides the Karban Tamid and the Musafim of the Chag. They were Makriv, a Karban Mincha called Shteil Lechem, and together with the Mincha of Shteil Lechem, that Karban was accompanied by the Kivsei HaTzeres. And in Parshas Emor, we learn Usfartem lachem imochas haShabbos, and imochas haShabbos haShviyas tisbru chamishim yom, v'kravtem mincha chadosh al Hashem, v'kravtem al alechem shivas kvosim tmimim bnei shona upar ben bakar echad ve'ilim shnayim. And you, Olo Hashem, vasisem seir izim echad lachatos u'shnei kvosim bnei shona lezevach shlomim. So these two kvosim, which are shlomim, are called Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. And these are the only case, this is the only case of shlomim, which is a Karban Tzibur. All other Karbanos of shlomim are called Kodshim Kalim, but this particular pair of kvasim, which is shlomim, is Kodshei Kodshim. And the Gemara is going to clarify this on Daf Nun Hayim and Aleph. The reason why they have such a unique name as Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur is because the pasuk says Ushnei Kvasim Neishana LeZevach Shlomim. Then the Mishnah goes on to enumerate the Ashamos, the Karbanos Asham, which are also called Kodshei Kodshim. And there are six categories of Ashamos. And the reason why these Karbanos are called Asham and not Chatos, the Ramban explains in the beginning of Vayikra on his Perish Al HaTorah, that the Lashon of Asham implies Shmama ve'ibud, desolation and loss. Because this Karban comes on a Chet Gadol, and a person is deserving of being shomeim v'avud, whereas chatos is only on a shogeg, where he goes off the derech on a shogeg inadvertently. That's less severe than asham. So here are the cases of ashamos. We are familiar with this mishnah from Karbonos, which we recite every morning in Shachris, Asham Gzelos. Here's a person who denied Mammon, and then he took a sheker and perjured himself under oath in order to exempt himself from payment, but afterwards he admitted his guilt, and he's chayv to pay the Bailam Keren and Chomesh, plus he has to bring a Karban Asham for the Shvuah Sheker. And this is all recorded by the Torah in Vayikra Perek Hei. Nefesh ki sechto mol amal b'Hashem v'kichesh b'amiso b'pikadon o b'tzumis yad o b'gezel o b'oshak es amito o motza v'edah v'kichesh bo v'nishpal ha-sheker alachas mikol asher yaseh ha-odom lachto b'heino v'hoye ki yechto v'yoshem v'heishev esagzel asher gozel asa-oshak asher oshak asa-pikadon asher hofka ito o esa-vedah asher motza which is what we call Karen, and Chamishasa Yosef Olav, and he adds a Chomesh Lasher Hu Lo, and this is all paid to the person from whom he stole, and Es Hashom Yovi Lashem El Tamim Natzon Biyerkecha Li Hashem El Hakohen. This is called Asham Gzelos. And even though There are many other dimensions of this parasha that are mentioned in the Torah, like Aveda, Pikon, and Milveh. But anything mentioned in this part, in this parasha, is Me'ein Gzela. He's taking Mamon of his friend. Then we have number two. The second category is Hashem Me'ilos. If a person benefits from Hegdesh, and it's a Shavu Pruta, he did it Peshogeg, he has to pay Hegdesh Karen V'Chomesh, and plus he has to bring a Korban Asham as a Kapara for the Aver of Me'ila. This too is in Vayikra Hey. The parasha says, Nefesh ki simol mal v'chot'o b'shkogo mikodshei Hashem, v'hivies Hashemo l'Hashem, el tamim min atzon, b'yarkacho kesef shkolim, v'shekel ha'kodes l'Hashem. V'yies asher choto min ha'kodesh yishalim, v'es chamishosu yosef olo, v'nosan oso l'koin, v'akoin yichapro lov be'el ha'osham, v'nislach lo. And this law only applies in the case where he's nene b'shogeg. If he did it b'mezid, he's not chayv a korban. And according to Rebbe, if he's mo b'mezid, he's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. According to Chachom, he gets malchus. Third category is asham shivcha charufa, a korban that he has to bring because he had a relationship with a shivcha charufa, a shivcha knanis who is miuedes leved ivri. And this is all reflective of the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel and Gittin, Mem Gimel. According to Rabbi Kiva, Shivcha Harufa is a Chetzia Shivcha Chetzia Vaschorin. And a person who has a relationship with a Shivcha Harufa has to bring a Korban Asham. This is in Vayikra Yutes, in Parashas Kedoshim. It says, Ve'ish ki ishkaves ish shoshich vazora, ve'hi shivcha nechrefes li'ish vahafdei lo nifdasa. O chuposa lo nitan lo. Ve'evis Hashem al Hashem el Pesach ol moed el Asham. And even though there's no Kedushin Tovsin in a Shivcha Knanis, but nevertheless, since she was miuedes, miuchedes levet ivri, therefore habol le chayv lovi korban Asham, and that includes even a katan, as long as he's ben tes. Then we have Hashem Nazir, a korban that a Nazir is obligated to bring if he violated his Nazirus and became Tomei with a Tumas Mess. And he has to wait 7 days until he's Tar. And all this is written up in Parashas Naso, in Bamidbar Yutes. Kichol Tomei Mess, he's like any other Tomei Mess, has to wait 7 days. And the Torah says, "Umgalech esir esayer rosho v'yom hashmini mevias karbonosav shtei torim o shnei bnei yono echad liolav echad lachatos v'keves ben shnoso liosham." And finally, we have the osham nazir, the osham mitzor, excuse me, and that's the carbon that a mitzor has to bring after he is healed from his tzaras. And this is in Perek Yudalet of Sefer Vayikra. So we're talking about after the 7 days of his tahara passed, on the 8th day he brings his karbon. Ubayom hashmini, the Torah says, Yikach shnei kvasim tmimim, v'kivsa achas bas shnasa tmimo, shlosh esronim solz mincha v'lua v'shemen, v'log echad shemen, v'lakach ha-kohen es ha-keves ha-chad, v'krivo so li-osham. This osham, which is brought by the mitzorah, is not al-chet, but rather, it's a machshir. It allows him to enter into the Mikdash and to eat kodshim. And therefore, he, the mitzor, is considered in the Mishnayis and Krisus as one of the mechusrei kapora. And he's not allowed to go into the Mikdash or eat kodshim until he brings his kapora, his karbon asham. Now, there's a 6th category, which is almost a category unto itself of an asham tolui, which in a sense is very similar to a chatos. Chatos would apply if he ate chalev b'shogeg. However, let's say he ate a piece of meat and he's not sure whether it's chalev or shuman, and he thought that the meat was shuman, it turned out to be chalev.
Well, actually, there were two pieces in front of him. One is chalev, one is shuman. He thought mistakenly they're both shuman, and he ate one of them. He finds out that it was chalev, meaning he finds out that one of the pieces was chalev. He doesn't know if what the piece that he ate was the chalev piece, so he brings an asham tolui. Also, vayikra hey. This karmon is meant to prevent him or protect him, shall we say, from Yisurim, as long as he doesn't know whether for sure he violated the Avera. When he finds out that he violated the Avera, if and when, then he has to bring a Karma Chatos. The Mishnah now clarifies the din of these Hakrovos, and with regard to all these Karbanos mentioned in the Mishnah, Shchitosan Batsofon, Kibul Domon, Beklisharis Batsofon, Domum Ton, Shtematon Shein Arba, Necholim Lifnim and Akloim, Lizichre Kahuna. Bechol Machol Liyom Velailad Chatzos. So to summarize this Mishnah, where does the Shechita of the Osham, and for that matter the Shalmi Tzibur, have to take place? In the Tzofon, the northern part of the Azara. And the Gemara is going to clarify the source for this. Tzofon is from the Kosel Tzfoni Shal Azara V'ad Lamizbeach, which is the width of 60 Amma and a half. And this halacha of Tzofon applies not just to Shechita, but also to Kabbalah Sadam. And in addition, we have a requirement of Klisharis. Now, as far as Kabbalah Sadam is concerned, it has to be done in a Klisharis Dafka. And the Gemara is going to clarify this later on in Tzadi Zion. And we're going to derive from this halacha, from what it says in the Pasuk in Shmos, Perkhav Dalid. This is the end of Mishpatim, the Karbanos that Bnei Israel brought at Har Sinai before Matan Torah. Vayikach Moshe chatzi adam vayosem ba'gonos, and he received half of the dam in a kli, which is called agonos, which is a kli sharis. In a sense, the phrase here is a reference to a secondary kind of a kli. It's not the real, you know, beautiful kalim that you would use and put on your table. And all other karbonos require kabbalas adam in a klisharis, even though that's not explicit in the pasuk. And the agonos were klisharis. So that's what we're talking about: kabbalas adam b'tzofon v'domon, and the zrikas adam in this case on the Karnos Samizbeach is Lamata, on the lower half of the Mizbeach, below the Chut HaSikra, and the Zrik is done on the Karnos Samizbeach, Lamata Michut HaSikra, Zricha Achas Al Keren Mizrochis Tzfon, Zricha Achas Al Keren Marovis Dromis. Those are the two corners that I diagonally across one from the other. And he tries to do the Zrik in such a way that the Dam will appear by sort of pushing itself on all four Kosle HaMizbech, a stream of blood. And this Mishnah very much parallels the previous Mishnah, because once we classify the carbon as kodshi kodshim, this is pretty much the deal. These are the details. We set a klisharis in the tzofon, Domunton Shtei Matonos Shein Arba. And now the Mishnah adds Necholim Lefnim in Akloim. They have to be eaten in the Azorah, which is surrounded by walls. And in the Mishkan, that was called Kloim. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's called Chomas HaZora. So the requirement here is that we eat from the Basar Kodshim, those who are allowed to eat from it, inside the Chotzer Mishkan. Today, I don't mean today Mamish, but after the Beis HaMikdash was built, it's Kenegdo in the Beis HaMikdash is called the Chomas HaZora. And who's allowed to eat from the Korban? The Zichrei Kohun, only the males of the Kohanim. And that's the Din of Kodshei Kodshim. Bechol Machol. It's not like Korban Pesach where you need Tzli. Here it could be Tzli, it could be roasted, Mevusholim, it could be cooked, any way, which way he wants to eat it. And how long of a time allotment does he have to eat if he's one of Zichrei Kuna up until the end of the night? Meaning on a Doraisa level, before the Rabbanan Tzarchaka, it would be the day of the Hakrovas HaKorban followed by the night. However, with regard to the Laila, we have the following Xeros. The Basar, the Korban, has to be eaten before Chatzos kedei laharchik es ha'odom min ha'vera. The Chachamim Rashi says at the beginning of Brachos, asered eating the Kodshim after Chatzos, in order that a person shouldn't come to eat it after Amud HaShachar, in which case it'd be Chayiv Kores. The Rashbam also explains the Gemara in the same way. And why is it that we cannot eat the basar after chatzos? The principle is mutav sheyaviu or yavo hakodshim lebeis hapsul me'asher sheyaviu li'ochlam li'achar amud hashachar v'yischayev koris. What's the lesser of two evils? If we allow him to eat it through the night, then he won't be memait in the Zman Achila. He has more of a greater chance of eating the Basar Karban, which is great. But on the other hand, on the negative side, if he doesn't eat it before Amud HaShachar, then he's Mischayev Koris. And therefore, in order to avoid such a Chiyuv Koris for eating it after the Amud HaShachar, we'd rather risk by telling him to be Mamayit Achil, the possibility that he won't get to eat it at all, and it'd be possible. But that's the lesser of two evils. And now we turn to Daf Nun Hei and Aleph to look at the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah that the Shechita of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Hashamos, together with the Kibul Dam, is all Betzofer Azora, in the northern side of the Azora. The source for this, the Gemara had mentioned already back on Daf Memtes, is a pasuk in Vayikra Zion. It says, Bimkom Asher Yishchetu Es Ha'ola Yishchetu Es Ha'osham. And this teaches me that just like the Ola has to be eaten in the Tzofon, as the pasuk says, V'shachat Osol Yerach HaMizbech Tzofon L'fnei Hashem, so too the Asham has to be shechted in the Tzofon, the Kibul Dam has to be in the Tzofon, because the Kabbalah Dam has to be in the same place as the Shechita, which is in the Tzofon, and that's what we derive from the Pasuk, Mimkom Asher Yishchetu Es Ha'ol Yishchetu Es Ha'osham V'es Domo B'mokom Shechita Sham Tei Kabbalah Domo. So the Gemara asks, Minolan Deboy Tzofon. How do we know that the Shechita of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Kabbalah's Dam of Shalmei Tzibur, has to be Betzfon HaZorah? On the contrary, when Asvar, we would have said
that the din of Shalmei Tzibur should have the same din as Shalmei Yochid, and the Shechita and the Kabbalah Sadam is Kol Mokom Ba'Azorah, anywhere in the Azorah. Which means that there's no requirement of Tzofon. In other words, it makes most sense to say that that even though these Shlomim are Shalmei Tzibur, they should have the same din in Kodshim as Shalmei Yochid. So Minolan Deboi Tzofon, why not compare it to Shalmei Yochid? That's as far as a Shalmei Tzibur is concerned, which would allow for Kabbalah Sadam and Shechita anywhere in the Azorah. The Gemara answers, the Tani, we have a Braisa that was taught to us by Rabbi Barbar Hanan Kameh de Rava in front of Rava. And the Braisa builds itself on what it says in the Torah in Parshas Emor regarding the Karbonos that are brought on Chag HaTzeres. Vasisem Seir Izim Echad L'chatos Ushnei Kvasim B'nei Shano L'Zevach Shlamim. And this pasuk establishes a Hekesh to Chatos, because the pasuk says Basisem Seir Izim Echad L'chatos. So we have a Hekesh to Chatos, and this teaches us Ma, just like a Sawyer Chatos, Ishritos V'Kabol's Dom B'Tzofon, as we learned already above on Daf Nunbeis and Nunbeis, is Af Mokom Shritos V'Kabol's Domim Shel Shami Tzibur B'Tzofon. Whereas the beginning of the Pasuk Vasisim Sir Izim Echel Chatos is talking about a Chatos, the second half of the Pasuk Ushnei Kvasim B'nei Shana the Zevach Shlomim is referring to a Karban Shlomim, and the Torah is equating this Karban Shlomim, the Zevach Shlomim, with the Chatos that came right before it, the Seir Izim Echad L'Chatos. And this equation is going to teach us that Ma Chatos Bat Sofon, to the same extent that in Chatos there's a din, both with regard to Shechita and Kabbal Stam of Tzofon, is Af, so too Shalmei Tzibur Bat Tzofon. Even the Shechita and the Kabbalah's Dam of Shalmei Tzibur requires Tzofon. So the Hikishan HaKosuv is going to, at this point, serve as the source for the requirement of Tzofon. So Gemara immediately pounces on this, because where do we know that Chatos? From whence do we derive that Chatos requires Tzofon? Omele Rava L'Rava Bar Chanan, how could you learn the din of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur from the din of Chatos? V'chi Chatos Mehechon L'meida Me'ola. So you want to tell me, let's derive a conclusion about Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur from the din of Chatos? Well, I have news for you. If the Shechita of the Chatos, or for that matter, the Kabbalah Sadam Bat Sofon, is Mehechon Lameda, how do we derive that the din of Chatos requires not only the proper Shechita, but also the proper Kabbalah Sadam? So the Bryce is asking the following question. V'chi chatos meichon lemeida me'ola. You know, you want to build a conclusion by setting up this hekesh between chatos and shlomim, meaning shalmei tzibur, or alternatively to all the other karbonis that we have listed here. Right, which would mean we're talking about Chatos and Asham, we're talking about Ola. So the question that the Gemara is asking is the following question: what equation are we going to establish here? You're going to tell me that there's an equation between Chatos and Shlomim to teach me the requirement of Tzofon. Wait a second. Chatos itself is derived from a Hekesh. And that's Ta'ola. Amalei Rav Rav Bar Chanan, how could you derive this din of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur from the din of Chatos? V'chi Chatos Mehechon Lameda. Where do you know that in Chatos the Torah requires Tzofon? The answer is you derive that from Ola. And this is a sugya back on Daf Mem Chesem and Aleph, that from the Pasuk V'shachar Esachatos V'mokom Ola, the Torah sets up a hekesh between Chatos and Ola, that just as Ola requires Shechita B'Tzofon, is so too does this require Shechita B'Tzofon. And this is in relationship to Shalmei Tzibur of Kivsei Atzeres. So then you're going to come to the conclusion that Dover Alami Behekesh Chozur Malami Behekesh. You can build a Hekesh on top of a Hekesh, on top of a Hekesh. So you start with one Hekesh between Chatos and Osham. Then you get to the next Hekesh, which is between Osham and Shalmei Tzibur. And now you're going to tell me, based on this Hekesh, that you can now derive a derivative from a derivative, meaning Chatos itself is a derivative in its equation to Ola. Now you're going to have an equation between Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, which is the Shnei Kvasim on the Atzeres, and the requirement of Tzofon with regard to the Mokom Shechita for Shalmei Tzibur derived from Chatos, which itself is derived from Ola, V'chi Dover Lami Behekesh, Chozum Alami Behekesh. And this sends us back to Chof Tesamid Beis, where the Gemara established the klal that Dover Alomi Behekesh Eino Chozer Malamid Behekesh. Again, this only applies to Kodshim, as we'll see. So in other words, the din of Tzof on that requirement in the case of Chatos is not explicit in the Pasuk, but it's derived from a Hekesh to Ola. So at this point, the Gemara is resisting this limud because of the principle that Dover Lomi Behekesh Eino Chozer Malamid Lehekesh, which was the maskon of the Gemara back on Daf Mem Tesamid Beis. Elam Rava, Rava is going to offer an alternative solution to the problem of how we know that Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur B'Tzofon. He says, Mita Tani, since it says in the Braisa Rav Mori, Breder of Kahana, and that appears also in the Braisa that Rav Mori Breder of Kahana brought, and that Braisa starts with the pasuk Biyom Simchaschem. The Simbalos will read it in Mirtz Hashem in the next 48 hours. Uvmoadech Rashechot Shechu Uskatem Achatzotzos Al Olaseichem Al Zivchei Shalmeichem. So when it says al zivchei shalmeichem, we're talking about zivchei shalmei tzibur, because it says utkatem b'chatzotzros, and those are the karbonos which require shira at the time of nisuch hayayin. A karbon yachid does not require shira. Ubekach Shenema al osechem al zivchei shalmechem hikish akosim zivchei shlomim. It means shalmei tzibur leola. And what's it going to teach us? Ma, just like in the case of ola, which is kodshei kodshim. Just like in the case of ola, and it's kula legavoa. And it's kodshei kodshim af zivchei shalmei tzibur kodshei kodshim, because of the pasuk al seichem and zivchei shalmeichem, and that's le'inyan relative to the case of the basar, which would become pasul b'negiyas tvul yom, Okay, that's a sugya in a number of different places. So what we're deriving now is that Zivchei Shalmei Tzivra Kodshei Kodshim, which means that the basar of the carbon is nifsal b'negiyas tful yom. If the basar goes out, chutz la'zara, becomes posel. If the basar is left overnight, it becomes posel midin lina. And if it wasn't eaten, b'meshach kol ha'layla sh'liyachri yom sh'kitosa, becomes posel. And this is what we derive from the Hekesh. Ma ola b'tzafon. Af zivchei shalmei tzibur b'tzafon. So the equation between shalmei tzibur and ola is going to generate the requirement of tzafon in zivchei shalmei tzibur. Rava now asks himself a kasha. Ela, meaning ela me'ata, now that we've derived the din of tzafon, as far as shchita zivchei shalmei tzibur, and for that matter the zrikas adam as well, is derived from the hekesh to ola, hekesha kama lamai asa. What did the original hekesh, which is mentioned in the previous brisa, that equates all zivchei shalmei tzibur? Again, let's go over the kasha here of Rava. If the din of tzafon is derived in zivchei shalmei tzibur from a hekesh to ola, is hekesha kama? What about the original hekesh we mentioned in the previous brisa that hukshu zivchei shalmei tzibur lechatos? That there was a hekesh in the Torah between zivchei shalmei tzibur and a korban chatos lamai asa? What is it coming to teach us? Once I have the hekesh between zivchei shalmei tzibur and ola, why do I need the hekesh between zivchei shalmei tzibur and chatos? I've already derived the din of the requirement of tzafon. So Rava answers that hekesh teaches us a different din, namely an equation between zivchei shalmei tzibur and chatos, ki chatos ma chatos ein nechels el zivchei kuhuna, af zivchei shalmei tzibur ein necholim el zivchei shalmei kuhuna. Just like the chatos can only be eaten by the male members of the kohanim, no one else is allowed to eat from the basar chatos. And this is going to be clarified in the Gemara later on at Daf Tzadivav. Is so too av shalmei tzibur einim necholim el zivchei kohuna. The zivchei shalmei tzibur can only be eaten by the male members of the shevet kohuna. Now the pasuk of kol zocher b'konim yochleno in Vayikra Zion, with regard to chatos v'yosham, that pasuk is really primarily linyan osham and linyan chatos. And therefore, we're going to offer the following two possibilities. That the din that's derived here from the Pasuk HaKohen HaMechate Osa of Oved Avodaseha Shehinaseis Chatos Al Yoda Yochlena. So Noshim are not Ru'uyos Lechitui, is therefore Ismatu Bachila. And number two, that which is said as far as the Pasuk in Vayikra Yudches is concerned, the Mincha, the Chatos, and the Osham, called Zohar, Yochal Oso.